Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, 51551 on the text. We're going to catch up once again with science communicator, writer, engineer and Louth native Dr. Niamh Shaw. She was our visiting critic there many months ago in January. And now Niamh is in final preparations to head to the Arctic Circle. She's tracing the steps of a Dundalk explorer who is unsung until now. Good morning, Niamh.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Very well. Good to chat to you again. You're always somewhere interesting in the world. Where are you at the minute?
Well, I'm currently in the United States. My stepdaughter got married there at the weekend. So, so it was very nice. Lovely. So then I'm heading back now. I'm heading up out later in the week to head off again. Yes, to the Arctic Circle, as you so aptly put it.
You've been there before?
No. I was in the Antarctic before.
The Antarctic, yes. And the other one down the other side.
Yes, the other one, yeah. That was in 2023. Yeah, so, you know, this is an interesting one. I will be on a ship with 20 other artists and kind of science communicators from around the world.
Yeah.
And the idea is we've got about 2.5 weeks together to sort of collaborate and make kind of different pieces of work together. And I've decided to focus on Leopold McClintock. I didn't know, grew up in Dundalk, didn't know we had a local explorer. And, you know, always loved explorers. I didn't realise we had one right in the doorstep.
Incredible, so, yeah.
It's kind of incredible. And he was quite a significant contribution to figuring out how you actually plan for expeditions. So he was the guy that kind of laid the way for Shackleton's expeditions. And what I mean by that is that there was this method deployed where you would send groups of people in advance that would lay down, you know, food for the ultimate type kind of team that would go for the South Pole, say, for instance, for Robert Scott or for Shackleton. And for men to haul the sledges as opposed to use dogs, that was his method, and also to personalize everything so that you would have morale and everything. So yeah, he's an interesting man. Loved nature. He collected a lot of artifacts, some of which are in the different museums in Ireland. He brought back a polar bear, which is in the Dead Zoo.
Oh,
and I think the County Library in Dundalk has a few of his pieces, and I think there's also a few pieces there in the National History Museum as well.
He's celebrating in Canada, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. That's right. He was best known for, there was an explorer called Franklin, a British explorer, who headed off in the 1800s and the 1840s, and he sort of disappeared. Nobody knew what happened to that expedition, and they spent a lot of time trying to figure out what happened.
This is the HMS Terror in Erebus, isn't it? Very famous expedition. They were looking for the Northwest Passage and totally vanished. But McClintock from Dundalk was the man.
He cracked the mystery. He cracked it, yeah. And he went off with Ross, who was also a very famous, you know, he would have been a big contributor to polar exploration as well. You know, one of Shackleton's kind of rescue ships was named after Ross as well. Uh-huh. So they eventually came across the remains of some gentlemen and some notes and things, and they realised that this was indeed Franklin. So they finally had proof that Franklin's expedition had failed and that they had died during the voyage somewhere in the Canadian archipelago. So, yeah, and he was from Dundalk. You know, it's kind of amazing. And then he went on and he kind of then just became, you know, captain of different voyages from different around the world. And then he got married and had a few kids and sort of always was interested in nature, seemingly a very kind person, and got on very well with the Canadian locals, the Indigenous people and their culture at the time, and wrote a lot about it. And so, yeah, he sounds like a really nice guy. So I'd like to kind of honour him. And so I'm working with Louth County Council later in the year. We're going to, I'm going to take video and some of the information that we have about Leopold.
Great.
And see if we can make an interactive walk around the town. That's what I'm going to try and do.
And there's a Cape Leopold McClintock in Canada. So now it's time to honour him here, isn't it?
It is. I don't think we know enough about him. And there is a mural that went up near the town hall in Dundalk, if you're ever in the town, of him, you know, and he's painted kind of in two ways at once. Once one with him wearing his Arctic uniform and then the other one wearing his Navy uniform. It's lovely. It's a beautiful mural. And I found out about him in the early 2000s, but I didn't do anything about him. And then the mural kind of made me go, my gosh, there's that guy. And then when I got to go to the Arctic, then I decided that that's it. I'm going to see if I can make a piece.
Once you get
out
curious,
you know,
about something, you go after it, don't you, Niamh?
That's it. That's it. I'm also bringing my quilt with me, my infamous quilt that I brought with me to the Antarctic, which honours Irish women of science who've been forgotten.
The Forgotten Women quilt.
The Forgotten Women, made by women in Gorey, who made this beautiful kind of American blanket kind of style. So there's different panels. Each one kind of honours a different woman of science, you know, Annie Maunder, Kathleen Lonsdale, Jocelyn Bell Burnell is in there as well. So that kind of comes to me now in all my expeditions. And local Dundalk people can avail. There's a postcard that they can fill in that's in the library and in the credit union, and I'll come to pick them up next weekend.
Postcards are free.
I'll bring them with me as well.
In the Louth Library, Dundalk Credit Union, Louth County Council, encouraging people to share a message, basically, about their hopes and dreams for the future.
Yeah.
But we can follow you along, niveshaw.ie. Yeah. For your Arctic Circle on the 5th of July. Oh, coming soon. That's in the next few days.
Yeah, yes. Heading off next Sunday.
Be safe. Be safe, Dr. Niamh Shaw. And thank you so much again. And Mon the Town and Mon Leopold McClintock. We're up to date. Bye-bye, Slán.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.